Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Nia Evans, who's the flooring marketing manager with GE Money. Nia, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. Actually, a little background for those that may not know. Nia is the person at GE Money who's responsible for working on credit programs for retailers in the flooring business. There's been some laws that have changed that's going to affect the way flooring retailers can offer consumer credit promotions. Why don't you give us a little background on that?
Absolutely. You know, fortunately for me, Kemp, I am a part of a team at GE Money that is 100% dedicated to understanding the nature of these laws and interpreting them on behalf of our retailers and helping our customers to take charge of what's happening. And in May of last year, you may have read in the papers that President Obama, he signed the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act of 2009. It's known as the CARD Act. And that legislation contained a number of major regulations that will govern credit cards going forward. And to your point, how those credit card programs can be offered to the customers. So that's why we're trying very aggressively to get the word out to as many customers as possible, because our goal is to help the retailers protect their business and certainly to protect ourselves as well. But this new legislation will affect all financial institutions and any retail business that offers any kind of consumer credit program, whether you work with a vendor or you're offering it in-house on your own as well.
Okay. So let's set the stage for a minute. If we've talked before, and if you're able to offer a consumer credit, there's a high likelihood that you're going to be able to get a larger sale from a consumer. I think those numbers are sometimes it's as much as three times a bigger sale by being able to offer a consumer credit. And one of the things that I think people have done in the past, and I think most consumers are aware of the ramifications, but they offer a 90-day or 120-day, same as cash, where there's no interest payments. And so they're not going to be able to do that anymore, are they?
There are some significant changes happening. You're right. Promotional credit or private label credit, as we know it, has been proven to be a method to increase average tickets and so forth. But the Act, the CARD Act, will now provide for several changes that will impact what the retailer can actually offer at the point of sale. So to your point, there are a number of items that will be changing. So promotions that are less than 6 months in duration, so anything that is 90 days, anything that's less than 6 months, no interest, regardless as to whether or not it requires a minimum payment, that will all be discontinued. We've been advising our customers since last year to stop any advertising for the short-term promotions, anything under 6 months, to stop doing that as of January 3rd, because as of February 15th, end of business, we will no longer be funding any promotion that is less than 6 months.
Well, what's wrong with offering these short-term promotions? Does it make sense, or is there any logic in it?
Is there? Of course there's logic.
Okay.
Well, you know, the spirit of the law is really designed to protect the customer and to, you know, there's a theme of simplicity and transparency, and they're really advocating for credit card holders and striving to be more consistent to help customers at the end of the day make better and more informed decisions about their financing options and payment options. So the thought is that anything less than 6 months doesn't really give that customer enough time to make any adjustments that they need to make. Their situations may change, and, you know, life situations, life circumstances may change. And so it's just a topic that the government, and specifically President Obama and his administration, is not supportive of. So not only promotions that are less than 6 months, but also no-pay promotions will be discontinued as well. No-pay promotions, or I think you used the term same as cash earlier, those promos will no longer be available to customers.
Well, I've got to admit, I've taken advantage of these things before and on big-ticket items like a new Macintosh computer or something like that, and it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a way for me to get access to free money for 6 months or so. So it's a shame that it's going to go away. I guess I see the side of it, because if you don't pay within the period of the promotion, then you get stuck with some fairly high interest rates.
There are implications for the customer in terms of payments that have to be made if you allow that promotion to expire or to roll is the term that we use in the industry. But I think most importantly, it is the notion of, particularly for the longer term promotions, if you have a customer who has taken on, let's say, an 18-month no-pay promotion or a 24-month no-pay promotion, imagine not being in touch with that customer. That customer is not making payments, although most customers do make payments. They have historically, even with the no-pay promotions. You're probably one of those customers. But if they're not, and it's not top of mind, and it's something that they forget about, and they do end up allowing that promotion to expire, and the interest has accrued from day one, it can be an overwhelming experience. And so, again, in the spirit of being more transparent and to help customers make those better decisions, that's just the direction that we've been given by the government.
All right, so what is the new way for a retailer to use your services after the laws pass, where the consumer is able to take advantage of offering credit? Tell me how life's going to be after this new law passes.
Well, the good news is that GE Money has been investing significantly in technology to position customers, or retailers in particular, to be in front of all of this change. So in the middle of last year, we introduced the Business Center, which can be found at gemoney.com. And the point of one of the biggest benefits, I should say, of the Business Center is that if a retailer is running their finance program through the Business Center online, which essentially has replaced the terminal, the Hypercom terminal, if they're running their program through the Business Center, they don't have to worry about being compliant, because automatically the customer will receive all of the disclosure language that they must receive before taking on that promo. Automatically, they will have those terms printed on the receipt that is given to the customer. And so it's a safeguard, a bit of a safeguard for the retailer to know that if they are doing business through the Business Center, then all of their applications, all of their sales transactions, everything is fully compliant. And so it's one less thing that they have to worry about.
So they can run similar promotions. The language changes and they have to do it a different way. Is that what you're telling me?
Indeed. We still have the no-interest promotions that are available to customers, and there are a variety of those without getting into too much detail in terms of fixed pays and equal pays and all that good stuff. So there are a variety of no-interest promotions that are absolutely still available to the customer. And what we found in doing cardholder research early on, when we knew that this legislation was coming, we polled our customers and cardholders to find out what were some of the strongest factors that drew them to identify that private label promotion as their payment option of choice. And what we found was that most cardholders were most interested in the no interest or the deferred interest element, even more so than the no pay option. So that's good news. The good news is that cardholders are still very much attracted to the private label credit options that are still available to them or will be available to them after mid-February. And what we're learning is, even in this environment, or especially, I should say, in this environment, customers are looking for that predictability of having some sort of payment plan that will allow them to stay in control. So, while the regulations are definitely going to affect the type of promotions, because no pays are going away and the short-term or less than 6-month promotions are going away, retailers can definitely be confident that financing is still relevant, and it's still there. It's still available to help their customers get what they really want.
All right, so to keep this a short interview, if somebody's interested in finding out exactly what GE has to offer around consumer credit for retailers, where can they go?
Best place to go is gemoney.com. There are a number of frequently asked questions and answers there. Also, if they are already enrolled in one of our programs, they can call our customer service or client service department, and that's at 1-800-333-1082. And then specifically for the flooring industry, we will be running a number of webinars that are designed to be highly interactive and to give retailers a chance to jump on the phone, jump on the Internet, hear this information firsthand, go through some pages and see it in writing, and then have the opportunity to ask questions in a group forum and have those questions answered. And that information will be published shortly, if not before the end of this week, but we'll be running those the first week of February, particularly with the Mohawk program.
Okay. And, the last time I saw you was at the Mohawk meeting, and, just to broaden this just a minute, when you look at consumer credit and companies that offer that. There used to be, I think, four major companies, and American General, I guess, went out now and just leaves three left. What happened with American General? They just decided to get out of the consumer credit business?
Honestly, Kemp, I'm not as familiar with that situation, so I'm not sure of all of the particulars that surrounded the exit, but I will say that it's obvious what we have seen as we observe what's happening in the industry. You're right, the number of sources for credit has definitely gotten smaller. A lot of our competitors are making changes, and it's not just PLCC providers. It's also less frequently offered home equity lines, and all kinds of sources are getting smaller and fewer and far between, so that's a reality of where we are today. But the good news is that GE Money is committed to the industry and certainly not going anywhere.
Consumer credit is good for the retailer because, as we said earlier, it allows them to get a bigger sale, and you're one of the leading companies that offers that service, right?
Absolutely, and that's why we are very excited about the opportunity to partner with retailers. You know, it's going to be another tough year of tough execution, clawing back from some of the drops that we've all seen in 2009, but our effort is really focused on renewal, this theme of renewal and the fact that it will begin and it is beginning in 2010. And our goal is to help retailers do it on the offense, you know, get off of the defense and do it on the offense.
Okay, Nia, well, I appreciate it. We've been talking to Nia Evans, who is the flooring marketing manager for GE Money. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.